Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think we're dry and storm-free for at least four more days before the next storm system arrives, but we'll enjoy it while it's here. Sunshine today, high around 68. Tonight, clear skies, cool. You'll need a jacket, overnight low 42. Tomorrow, nearly perfect for a spring day with a high in the lower 70s. Lots of sunshine. More sun on Saturday. High temperatures approaching the middle 70s. I think we're in the mid to upper 70s. Sunday, still dry. Down on the beaches, high right around 70. Saturday and Sunday, Gulf water temperature, a chilly 62. Pollen count remains very high through Friday and then medium to high over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that right today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Do you have what it takes to beat the chicken at tic-tac-toe? What the clock? Then come into Wind Creek Montgomery Sundays through Thursdays, now through March 30th. Earn 100 base points, and you'll get to battle the chicken for a chance at $250 cash. Your entries will also qualify you for the grand prize drawing on March 30th, when you could win a share of $25,000 cash. So don't be a chicken. Come in and beat the chicken. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
What the clock?
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 5 minutes after 10 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis. Dave joins us as he does on Thursdays. Trisha joins us as she does on Tuesdays. Or Wednesdays.
I was confused.
When it happens.
Confused.
No, it happens. I was confused. April Marie Fogle joins us as she does on Wednesdays.
One of those weeks.
Everybody forgot what day it was. The time
it's
changes and everybody
break.
Goes bananas.
What today it is?
What are some of them other days we got? Tuesday? Wednesday? Saturday? Sunday?
We're not on the air Saturday.
Saturday? Germany? Our number two.
Better than Monday.
272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Dave makes fun of how to say that.
228.
Dave Mallory. I told you guys the other day, when there was the Netherlands shooting, that it would have an effect on the...
New Zealand or Netherlands?
Netherlands.
Oh, I didn't even see that one.
Exactly. Well, you know why you didn't see it?
Wasn't the right
story. It was huge news. After the shooting in the Netherlands, it totally dominated the news for about an hour and a half. And then as soon as they discovered, because it was just on the heels of the day after the New Zealand shooting, and they thought for sure, and it was against Muslims, they thought for sure it was another crazy lunatic white guy they could blame Donald Trump about. Turns out it was another Muslim who was an ISIS sympathizer.
Oh.
And then they had to take it off because that didn't fit their narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it happened 2 days before the vote for the Netherlands, I guess, national vote or whatever. And now here's the headline. I told you this would have an effect. Upstart populist party shocks in Dutch election upset 2 days after Utrecht attack. Euroskeptic party Forum for Democracy has emerged victorious in key provincial elections this week, paving the way to make it one of the two largest groups in the Dutch Senate, representing growing Dutch frustration with the recent unprecedented refugee influx in Europe. So I told you guys this would have an effect. People are sick of this stuff.
Yep.
Muslims are fine in small doses. Nobody wants a lot of them. You do?
He said it. You're going to get banned.
Hold on. You do?
Hero.
Wow.
I want to hear it. You keep Muslims under 1%. They're great neighbors. They cook great food, and they're nice people.
I have...
You give me more than 5%, they're problems.
Wow.
Everywhere they go. You give them more than 50%, and you don't have any rights because you're a woman.
I'm sitting in here. Well, wow.
Do you disagree with anything I said?
They're not going to take your rights away in our country.
Yes, they are. They took them away in every other country.
Yeah, our country has a phenomenal constitution.
It's a living, breathing document.
They're trying to burn it every day.
And it'll be Sharia law if Muslims ever achieve 50%. If Muslims ever achieve 50% in this country, gay people and women will be the first to regret it. I promise you. They'll be chucking them off of roofs. Women will be property. You won't be able to drive. You won't be able to have a job. You won't be able to wear pretty dresses. You'll have to be head to toe covered. You'll be wearing a burqa. I'm telling you.
I think better of the people of the United States, where we could have people from every culture who come in and do not take over our world that way.
You're wrong.
No.
Give me an example of any other country in the entire world where Muslims have reached 50% majority and not just decimated culture.
I can't give you an example of that, but I can tell you.
Give me an example where women have some rights.
Okay, well,
decent rights.
But here's the thing. So just because we have high influxes of other cultures doesn't mean that we take up and we change our whole world. Look at the influx of Hispanics that have come in. They haven't changed our country fundamentally.
Because they're Christian. They're Catholic. Muslims do not agree with you. They don't like you. They will kill you if given the opportunity. They'll tolerate
you. Not every Muslim will kill you given the opportunity.
Correct. Under 1%, you're fine. Under 3%, they start causing problems. Over 5%, they're a mess.
I don't believe this.
Show me an example where it's not true. Show me a country that has 10% Muslims where they're not a huge problem.
So you think that if you had
You're going to need headphones because these people are calling to talk to you, I can assure you. They're not calling to chastise me.
I can't believe you.
Give me an example. I want an example.
I believe people are fundamentally good. You're saying no.
Muslims in large quantities?
I'm saying not. There is not a large enough percentage of Muslim extremists who would come in.
Look at London. Look at Paris.
What percentage of Muslims think it's okay to kill non-Muslims? Do you know the answer to that?
No.
It's over 20%. That means 250 million Muslims worldwide want you dead. You still want them in the country?
How do you keep them out of our country?
Immigration laws. You don't invite the enemy in. We've tolerated them. And like I said, we had great Muslim neighbors where we used to live. We traded food with them. We give them a little lasagna.
Could you say that about any other group?
No other group wants to kill me. No other group wants to eradicate my belief system. No other group wants me dead.
Again, you're talking extremist Muslims.
I'm talking mainstream Muslim thought. Mainstream Muslim thought wants to eradicate Christianity from the world, and if you refuse to accept Islam, they want you dead. That's mainstream thought. Egypt at one time was 99% Christian. It's now about 3% Christian. All of North Africa was the seat and heart of Catholicism for a millennium.
We are a stronger people. We are a stronger nation.
Look at how the Democrats are treating this woman from Minnesota that's in the House.
Yeah.
Nobody has called for her resignation, for her
But that's weakness in the Democratic Party.
There's probably 40% of the people in this country are Democrats.
If you make fun of Jesus, what happens?
People laugh.
You'd be gone.
People laugh at you.
Some people laugh, some people get mad.
If you make fun of Muhammad, what happens?
Wait, no, not if you make fun of it. If you draw a picture of and publish him,
they shoot you.
They come and kill you.
You don't want them in large quantities. I'm going to let these
people talk. Places that's happened in Europe.
I'm going to let these people talk to you because it's clearly you they're calling for. I've got all five lines lit up. Who's this?
Hey, Cooper.
Cooper, her name's April Marie Fogle. Info at altoday.com.
Oh, gosh.
No, I respectfully, who is this lady?
Who am I?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I run altoday.com, and I...
She's pretty right-wing on other issues.
I am very...
More of a libertarian, right?
And that's where
this comes from.
Okay, well...
I know where you're coming from. I get it.
The reason I was asking is I apologize. I missed the first part of the show. I just tuned in, and...
There's no excuses.
...hearing what she had to say. Let me get you to Google a lady named Bridget Gabriel. I believe that's her name. She is a Muslim. She gives a very good 2-3 minute explanation of this problem. There's one, and I'm just going to paraphrase her. There's 1.8 or so billion Muslims in the world. 80% of them are fine, wonderful people who would never cause any problems at all. 20% of them are roughly radical. They want to kill you. They want to destroy Western civilization. They wake up every morning, and that's their goal. 20% of 1.8 billion is like 200 and something million. That's the problem.
All right. Appreciate your call. Thank you.
I am not willing to accept a premise in which our country could or would go down a road in which something like Sharia law would ever be acceptable.
You are out of your mind. You give me an example of another country, any country on earth.
We're not
any other country. But show me countries that have under 1% Muslims. They're peaceful. They're not a problem. They don't cause, they might blow themselves up occasionally, but it's not chaos. Show me a country that has between 5 and 10% Muslims that doesn't have a problem with them. And then show me a country that's 40% or more Muslim where women, gays, minorities have any rights. Christians, anybody, have any rights whatsoever. It doesn't exist. Muslims are incompatible. It's not a religion. It's a political social system, and that political social system wants you dead.
The Pew Research says that there are
Pew Research are communists.
Says
globalists.
That there are 3.45 million Muslims in the U.S.
Right, that's 1%.
A little over 1%.
Right.
And of those 3.45 million, how many do you think are extremists want to kill
20%.
Americans?
20%. But they don't do it. They don't act on it because they're getting a sufficient quantity here. They've done this time after time. Every country they've ever taken over was done this way. They get their foothold in the door and they say, look, we're just peaceful, loving people. We just want to go to our mosques. We don't cause any problems. Then we're like, oh, these are great people. They got good food. They make great restaurants. They're fine neighbors. They're family people. They got nice conservative values. So you start bringing in more and more and more of them because they're hardworking. I mean, they're good people, in small quantities. You get 5, 10% of your country in there and you've got problems and you will never get rid of those problems. They will take over your country, and they will enslave basically every non-Muslim, period, end of story. Women will have absolutely no rights. You cannot show me a country that is majority Muslim, and these were all majority Christian nations. You cannot show me a majority Muslim country where women are respected. I'm telling you, it just doesn't happen. Red Eagle.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, Baron. You're absolutely right. I know I am.
What do you think I'm talking?
I'm going to argue with your statistics because I think you're making some of those up. But the point is still valid. First of all, you got to define what an extreme Muslim is and what a radical Muslim is and what a loyal Muslim is. A loyal Muslim is somebody who follows the Quran. The Quran says convert or kill. So if you're doing that, you're not an extremist. You're not a radical. You're doing exactly what the Quran tells you to do. Those are loyal Muslims. Radical Muslims are the ones that are living here in America, and you don't know what they're going to do next. They're not following the Quran, and as soon as they get their foot in the door, Tampa, Florida, large Muslim population moving in. The Muslims have gone to the PTA. They've gone to the Board of Education. They've insisted that religious references be removed from all school textbooks. The discussions, they have to have an imam come in and talk. They have an imam on the County Board of Education, and he sees to it that there's nothing about Israel, there's nothing about Judeo-Christian in any of the text, only Muslims. You see it in Houston, you see it in Minneapolis, where they have banned any references to crosses. they don't want, and they're only 5% in those communities.
Yeah, it gets worse as they get more. I do appreciate your call, Red Eagle, and you're welcome to disagree. Send me an email or a Facebook message.
Yeah, we got a bunch of calls stacked up.
We do, and we're going to get to those calls, 272-9228, but I have to tell everybody about my friend Greg Grant over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, who doesn't worry about Muslims taking over the country because he just wants to make sure your health insurance benefits for your employees are as inexpensive and as great a value as possible. Even if your employees are naive and don't recognize the threat, they deserve health insurance too.
I believe the foundation of our country and the people of our country are
stronger.
We'll
talk about it on the other side of the break.
Yeah.
356-1502. That's how you get in touch with Greg Wren. 356-1502. 356-1502. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. Stop overpaying for health insurance.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Out to get me. That's the way it seems. I I mentioned Midtown, I mentioned Alabama Home Mortgage during the first hour. You got to get in touch with them. Right now, I saw the 10-year go below 2.5 today, heading down to the 2.4 range. Let her lock in your rate. You guys don't understand what that means, but 2.5% 10-year note means your home mortgage on a 15 or a 30-year note or one of those custom years, you can do it as low as 7, as much as 30. Your note is going to be absolutely spectacular. I'm kind of wishing I'd have held on one more month to refinance, but you never know. You never know. It happens. Go by their website, ALAHomeMortgage.com. Fill that whole application out today, ALAHomeMortgage.com. Or just call her, 567-4223. 567-4223. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. She is an equal housing lender. April Marie Fogle is the one who thinks Muslims are warm and fuzzy. Trisha joins us as she does on normally Wednesdays, but now she's here. Or normally Tuesdays. Now she's here on Thursday. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman every day. Dave always here on Thursdays. Randall.
Hey, Ms. April. I'm not here to bash at you. I'm just here to throw you some stuff you can look up. Because, darling, I swear, I know. Just look up. That is, like in Brooklyn, New York, they have what they call community patrol groups. Community patrol cars have been spotted out in Brooklyn. They shouldn't have came out that far. It got spotted. But and also how they lie to you is that the 5%ers, they call 5% Muslims, they're allowed to lie. They're allowed to drink to bring you in. It's kind of like that country boy that can undo the bra and the button fly Levi's at the same time. I mean, it's they slick, girl. I'm telling you. And if the people, their own folks don't buy by them, they'll kill them too. And I mean, you look right now, they done set fire to a bus. Kidnapped with kids on it. They all got off, thank goodness. I look at India. I mean, they're killing Christians left and right. You ain't going to see that stuff on the news. But I'm just, that they can lie, and it looks good on the cover, but they slick under it. So just be careful.
I appreciate it, Ren. Thanks.
All right, man. Let's see.
272-922. I see you on your phone. Have you found any country of over 5% Muslims that don't have a problem with them?
I'm not Googling that, but I will.
Have you found any that are over 50% where women or gays have any rights? Or liberals, for that matter? Or Christians?
We just started giving gays rights in the U.S.
No, that's not true. Yeah, we have not been throwing them off of buildings and state-sponsored
not
murder.
Not killing them, but...
Well, they do. They certainly can't get married in Tehran.
You have to appreciate her optimism for humanity.
I'm telling you, it's Pollyannish. Walker.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
I was doing fine when I thought I had a conservative patriot in the office.
Oh,
I didn't realize
my goodness.
I didn't realize I had someone that wanted my daughter subjugated and killed.
Yeah. Well, the thing people don't understand, a lot of people don't understand, is that once you're born into the Muslim population, you're not allowed to leave under the penalty of death. So there are a lot of people that are called Muslims that aren't really serious about their religion because if they leave, either they're honor killed or they're at the least disowned by their family. And, you know, as a Christian, is supposed to follow after Christ and turn the other cheek and love their neighbor to self. A Muslim should follow after Mo and be just like he was. And he was a murderer, a terrorist, a pedophile, a warmonger. And, you know, all his qualities are just, you know, totally opposite of what Christianity is. And that's what a true Muslim strives to be like, is their Prophet Mo.
Appreciate your call, Walker. 272-9228. Paul Revere. Great Beastie Boys song, by the way.
Yes.
I'm going to play it on the way out. Go ahead, Paul Revere.
Yes, I agree with what you said. Islam is primarily a political ideology. I mean, I know of no other religion that tells you to kill certain other people.
Well, Judaism did for a long time, but we're going to ignore that.
Well, you know, do you know what that was about, the killing of certain peoples in Old Testament?
Conquering Canaan?
No, it was about the degradation of the human line. I mean, like the line of Jesus Christ from Abraham all the way up.
Well, but you would admit God told them to indiscriminately kill women, children, and every man and animal.
It was anybody that was descended from the angels having sex with human women. That's what it was all about.
I missed that part. Appreciate your call, 272-9228. It must have been in a chapter that got ripped out of my Bible by a kid. Redheaded
it's
Savage.
It's implied.
Redheaded Savage.
I,
I had to get out of the car for a minute right after the phone call started lighting up. So I don't know if anybody said it or not, but I mean, have we forgotten 9/11? They killed their own in 9/11.
They killed their own. They killed their own all the time.
Again,
yeah, but they not only want to kill us, they want to kill their. They'll kill their own if it reaches their agenda. So I mean, you know, I'm a veteran. I don't take all this lightly. So I'm telling you, look at Dearborn, Michigan. There's a video out there that you can watch about Dearborn, Michigan, where a little old man takes a reporter around his hometown, and they're not even trying to be part of our society. All of their signs are in Arabic, it's not businesses they've opened geared toward us. They have got their own town up there. They don't want us in it. They don't want to acclimate to our society. They're taking over in Europe. It's just a matter of time here because they're already in our Congress. I never thought I would see this day. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, so here's the thing. Is this could be said about mass shootings that white men perpetrate the more frequently.
They do.
This could be said of the Mormon community out west has entire cities that are just old, you know, fundamentalist Mormon, where they dress the way they dress and they have their own.
Do they throw
way
gays
of
off
life.
A building and make women?
They don't
property?
Have gays in their community. They don't encourage that, and they
right. But do they? It's one thing not to encourage it. It's another thing to openly murder them and state sanctioned murder.
How many gays?
Do they stone to death
the
women?
The people that are here in the U.S. Legally law-abiding Muslims, mm-hmm. How many of them are stoning women or killing gays?
In the United States?
Yes.
Because we have a small percentage. That's my whole point. You look at every single country where they make up 1% or less, they're fine. They're
okay, so
people.
The cities where they've taken over, air quotes, taken over, how's the violence against gays and women in those communities?
It's horrific. They have female genital mutilation in those cities where six-year-olds are tied down and they cut their clits out.
It's
horrific.
And those people go to jail.
No, they don't. They cover it up. It's the worst thing you've ever seen. You're very naive on this issue. I'm moderately disappointed, I'll be honest with you. Derek.
Hey, good morning. Enjoying your topic. This young lady, what's her party affiliation, if I might ask?
Communist. I'm just kidding.
I have been a life. I am.
Derek. Let her talk.
I am and have been a lifelong Republican.
I'm beginning to wonder. Usually does his homework pretty quite well. What is the biggest population in country-wise that is Muslim over in the Middle East? What would you, Sudan?
I'm sorry, say that again.
The biggest population-wise of Muslims?
Pakistan.
Indonesia, right?
Indonesia.
Well, Indonesia has the most Muslims on Earth. Pakistan may have the highest percentage. I don't know. But, I mean, a lot of these countries are 99%+ Muslim.
I tell you, she sounds like a bright young lady, but you try to go over there and live for about 6 months. I've never been, and I just might be willing to bet you'll change your outlook.
Indonesia is currently the country with the world's largest Muslim population, but Indian will soon take that. In 2050, it's expected.
Number of Muslims who say the death penalty is acceptable for leaving Islam. 86% of Egypt, 82% of Jordan, 79% of Afghanistan, 62% of Malaysia. These are not extremists. That's the bulk of the population. Stoning as punishment for adultery. 89% of Pakistan thinks that you should be able to stone someone to death for adultery. 85% of Afghanistan, 84% of Palestine, 81% of Egypt, 67% of Jordan. Those are not extremists. Those are not outliers. That's the majority view. They think that you should be killed for adultery and leaving Islam.
Okay, this will take.
They're not stoning women.
This will take
closer. Oh.
They're not stoning women. I mean, they're not stoning men. They're stoning
the
women.
Yeah, they're stoning the women to death.
Men can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well?
Okay, so here's where I am on this. We could talk about this the whole rest of the show.
Oh, please, no.
So we need to change topics, and I will come back with some research, and I will have a more educated conversation with you.
I would love that. I would love that.
That's where I think this should go.
You're going to lose, though.
Which I'm totally okay with. I have been wrong in the past.
And you're wrong again.
And so this is something I will go research more of and come back and we can have an educated conversation.
I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate you coming by.
Thanks for having me.
We look forward to that
now,
conversation.
Here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rap.
And me.
My team.
And had a little horsey named
of fear, riding across the land, kicking up sand, sheriff's boxes on my tail, cause I'm in demand. One lonely BCIP, all by myself without no box key. The sun is beating down on my face.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for two decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks turned higher after a negative start to the session. Food company ConAgra is rallying up more than 11%. ConAgra Brands is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. Sales improved. It makes many brands, Duncan Hines, Slim Jim, Vlasic Pickles, Hunt's, and Ready Whip. Curaleaf holding shares are up more than 13%. Cannabis retailer Curaleaf says CVS is carrying its line of products with CBD, a marijuana derivative. The lotions, creams, roll-ons, and salves will be sold at 800 CVS locations in 10 states. CVS shares are also higher. Apple shares are rallying up more than 2%. There's an upbeat report on Apple from analyst Laura Martin at Needham. She's optimistic about Apple's new streaming video service and is urging investors to buy Apple shares. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here, or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think we're dry and storm-free for at least four more days before the next storm system arrives, but we'll enjoy it while it's here. Sunshine today, high around 68. Tonight, clear skies, cool. You'll need a jacket, overnight low 42. Tomorrow, nearly perfect for a spring day with a high in the lower 70s. Lots of sunshine. More sun on Saturday. High temperatures approaching the middle 70s. I think we're in the mid to upper 70s. Sunday, still dry. Down on the beaches, high right around 70. Saturday and Sunday, Gulf water temperature, a chilly 62. Pollen count remains very high through Friday and then medium to high over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
guys. Welcome back in. It is 37 minutes after 10 o'clock. We'll take your calls on Sharia Law, but she's coming back next week to defend herself. If she can. Midtown Pizza Kitchen's going to open in about 23 minutes, and when they do, you guys are going to be so happy and so impressed with what goes on at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Because it's award-winning pizza. It's absolutely award-winning pizza. Some of the greatest stuff you've ever experienced. And I have no idea, if you've not been there, why you have not. But all I can say is, get by there when you get the opportunity. Get the cannoli. Finish with the cannoli. Don't be cheap. Get the appetizer. Garlic crostini's a nice, light way to start a meal. Got the arugula with the Italian drizzle on it. Four pieces of, like a soft, doughy Wonder Bread, whatever kind it is.
It's nice.
And it's got some blend of sharp white cheeses melting on it with some Italian seasonings.
And they don't even make the women wear burkas.
That's because it's Italian, Jack.
Oh!
Because it's Italian. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get the opportunity. If it was Pakistani food, you'd be subjugated the moment you walk in. But get by there when you get a chance. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, award-winning pizza, so much more. Two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville and the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon each and every day. Trisha normally joins us on Tuesdays. She shifted that forward a little bit to Thursdays. Dave Mowry's always in on Thursdays. April Marie is out because she doesn't want to handle any more of that conversation until she has some more facts.
She had a prior engagement
as well.
She's not leaving because of your terrible calls or the way Baron's treating her.
Well, I'm not treating her badly. She's fine. She's a big girl. She can handle herself.
Baron's good-naturedly chiding her.
I can't remember your name. Who was this?
This is Charlie, Baron.
All right, Charlie. You're on the air, my friend.
What I wanted to share was, you know, what really disturbs me more than anything. And I think the problem is, you know, a lot of these folks have their head buried in the sand. They really do. You know, when they were building, or I guess they're in the process of building the mosque out there close to Deer Creek, one of the last things that was said was that the help that they could get the youth of the community to come in. That's devastating to hear them people say that. There's one individual, and you probably know of him. He's Dr. David Jeremiah. He's a pastor, a very well-known pastor. I've never heard him do this before, but he put a statement up that we as Christians really need to be aware of what the Muslim faith is and how the Islamic law views God and views Christianity, and it will blow your mind when you hear somebody like this gentleman say things. He has truly studied Islam, and
look, you don't have to study Islam closely to see what's going on around the world. Every country run by Muslims is a hellhole.
It is a
dearth of rights for minorities, for Christians, for Jews. It is a horrific, awful, horrible hellscape. There's not a single exception to it.
Why we are so blinded to that? I don't know.
I'm not blinded to it. I see it. I say it like it is.
Well, yeah, some of us do, some of us don't. But in some of his statements, he makes that to the Muslims or Islam, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger. Christian doctrine of the Trinity is blasphemous. God is distant, angry, and unknowable. His judgment can only be held back through adequate submission to what I guess they believe. In Islam, Jesus is one of many prophets, but he was not the son of God. I mean, he just goes on and on and on. And for people not, I mean, these are facts. So people say, oh, that's not. Yeah, we're in the deep doo-doo. I mean, I guess you could say, because it's a scary thing. One of the things that, the ladies that were put into Congress, a statement that I heard someone say is, that one of the, they're taught this in the Quran, and this, you're an educated young man. They're taught to lie to the infidels, but that's okay, because you got to lie to the infidels to get yourself in the door. But the one thing that the lady ran on her platform was totally different after she got into the doors of Congress. And it's a changing wind, man. I'm telling you right now, it really, really, truly is. You know,
well, we appreciate your call, and I appreciate you doing that. We can leave that discussion behind for now and hopefully hit it again if she wants to bring it back up when she gets back. She'll be back next week or two.
Do you think that they would stone you for taking your mom to see Deep Throat?
You talking about Governor Hickenlooper?
I mean, we were talking about this off the air, but like,
probably.
What is the context of that?
How does that come up?
Like, and he's not like a wingnut like this Yang guy that Jack was talking about that's, you know, anti-circumcision.
That's becoming mainstream Democrat thought, by the way. That's becoming mainstream Democrat thought, that you should be able to sue your parents for getting you circumcised.
Did you see that there is a rally down in Destin?
Who pays?
Yeah. Like, I mean, if I win, do my parents pay me?
Yeah.
Well, they don't have any money.
Well.
So can I sue, like, the hospital?
That's a good point. The doctor.
Last year,
Can I sue the Army?
No.
Dang it.
Last year, down in Destin, there was a Save the Skin rally. There are pictures of it. It's becoming mainstream.
You know what my feeling on rallies is.
I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
You know what my feeling on rallies is, right?
Yeah?
Yeah. You just don't go to them.
The only time...
Anybody that goes, you're automatically an insane person.
Especially if the title
and
is
for
Save
that,
the Skin.
That's bonkers.
Come on.
Those are people that I don't even want... Like, I don't even want to know they exist, much less talk to you.
Wait until you see the picture.
There used to be this OBGYN in Montgomery. He'll remain nameless, even though he's dead. He used to say, "Okay, I'm gonna go take him down and trim his pencil."
Wait a minute, the OBGYN doesn't do that.
Well, this one did.
Well, maybe they did back in the day. Now it's the pediatrician.
There's a moil.
Yeah, your pediatrician does it.
You remember the Saturday Night Live skit? You know how people used to say the mercury. You could cut a diamond in the back of a mercury because it was so smooth. They did a skit where this rabbi's in the back of a mercury and he's about to do a bris on this kid. And they're going around New York. He's like, just going around corners and they're flopping around. And he holds the kid up. He goes, "Perfect."
Report, Hannity is leaving Fox News after his contract is up.
Wow.
Little gossip from Gabriel Sherman, who says Hannity...
they no longer want great Americans, huh?
Apparently not. Fox journalists bristling at being branded an arm of the Trump White House are lobbying Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott and President Jay Wallace to rein in Fox and Friends, Sean Hannity, Lou Dobbs, and Jeanine Pirro. Reporters are telling management that we're being defined by the worst people on our air. Let me tell you. But what reporters think that Sean Hannity, Lou Dobbs, Jeanine Pirro, and Fox and Friends are the worst people on their air? That's the quality of people Fox News is hiring. I'm telling you, I've been telling you this since we got on the air. Fox News is not your friend. Stop listening to Fox News. Turn it off if you have to. You can listen to Tucker and Hannity and Lou Dobbs. But I'm telling you, if you're watching Fox News right now, we have it on every day. It's just leftism.
Is that why you think they got rid of Bill O'Reilly? Because they didn't feel like they can control him?
No. Well, no, I don't think he's right wing.
Not real right wing, but he was a big Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, they are going to extinguish every ounce of conservative thought from mainstream America in advance of the 2020 election. They cannot risk Donald Trump being reelected again. They can't risk it. All these people are going to be gone.
Do you think it'll backfire on them, that it'll make the right-wing people
stand
up?
I think it already is. I think if they don't renew Hannity, because he has a huge following. I was not a fan for a long time, but I really like him. He's going to go out on the stump and say, "I got fired because Fox has gone left." Mm-hmm. And people are going to find out.
Well, he has told people that the Murdochs hate Trump, and that he's the only one holding Fox together.
Hannity has said that?
Yeah.
I don't doubt that. Tucker has a younger following than Hannity.
But to your question, is it going to backfire? Trisha's question, is it going to backfire? The answer is yes. It's already backfiring because Generation Z the high schoolers and college students of today are the most right-wing generation in years. And the reason is because conservatism now is countercultural.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, it's countercultural to say, I want to have a wife and two kids and be left alone in the suburbs.
Yeah.
That's countercultural.
Yeah.
To say, I want to be able to hunt with my buddies on the weekend.
Well, and the American spirit alone just goes countercultural. And we don't want to be told what to
do. Don't tell me what to do.
Exactly. Don't tell me what to do.
That should literally be America's motto.
Yeah,
and if not America's, it should definitely be Alabama's.
Maybe Donald Trump should adopt that. Don't tell me what to
do. Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to think.
You know, that's that Rage Against the Machine song. Blank you, I won't do what
you tell me.
Yeah.
That's the Donald Trump theme song, as far as I'm concerned. I think it's backfiring. They're trying to stamp out every ounce of conservatism. And I think people instinctively know, Americans in particular, if you don't want me to talk, if I don't want that person to talk, it's not that I'm scared of him. It's that I'm scared you'll hear what he says.
Mm-hmm. And you'll agree with him.
Yeah,
you'll see some
because
reason
I know he's right.
In it.
I know he's right. Well, if someone tells me the world's flat, I don't care if they speak. They can speak all day long.
The other thing, though, Baron, is that, like, why are... I thought reporters and opinion were separate, right? And so, like, it's not like Tucker and Hannity are reporters. They're columnists, but they're on the air, right?
Yeah, they're opinion writers.
So, like, you know, you still... Like, I still read the New York Times for news, but, like, for reporting, but I don't look at their editorial page because I don't care what those people have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because it's the New York Times. It's because I just don't care what anybody has to say. And I think most people are either getting paid or they're just willfully stupid. And so, like, you know, I mean, I don't watch Hannity. I don't watch Maddow. I don't watch any of them because they're all morons.
Well, I don't know.
They might speak some truth, but it's not like I don't need their take on things to know what I think. I don't need their interpretation. I have my own interpretation.
No, you don't. But I mean, it's
what I'm saying though.
Everybody reads opinion pieces.
I don't think it's very. I don't think it's that entertaining. I think it's kind of.
You got to read opinion pieces, especially about the governor and taxes.
Most of the time, I skim them and go, "This guy's a moron," and stop. Except for the governor and taxes one. That's really good.
That's great.
I'm just saying.
And opinion pieces about herpes.
But I just think that. What I guess my point is that, like, why are they going to let reporters dictate what type of opinion goes on air? Like, the two are totally separate.
They should be totally different.
Yes.
Prime time in cable news is opinion.
I mean,
the rest of the day is hard news.
They don't tell those folks what to report, do they?
Right. We'll be back. 272-9228. It's 49 minutes after 10 o'clock.
I can't believe this could be the end. It looks as though you're letting go. And if it's real, well, I don't want to know.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
20 years and we are still going strong. Metro Fitness remains the best health club in Montgomery. Where else can you get yoga, Pilates, HIIT training, boxing, spinning, and so much more? Wow, everything all under one roof at no extra cost. You can even get classes on demand with our new Peloton. Come visit us and get 7 days free, no obligation. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and MetroFitness.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, guys, welcome back in the News and Views. Oh, I told you guys the other day. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about this new sponsor.
This pressure washing?
Yes, it's not pressure washing. It's soft washing. Oh. It's a proprietary soft washing technique they use. Pressure washing can damage the roof. Yeah, it can damage the roof.
Or knock the paint off. Yeah.
They do with this soft wash, they can do all your trim, your windows, the exterior of your house, your roof, your everything. And it is unbelievable. It is professional. They are prompt. And it is a total wow factor. Do you remember what a you know what a house looks like the day it's finished, right?
Oh, yeah. It looks just built. Like that?
Looks just like that.
No way.
It's unbelievable. They got $2 million in liability insurance, so, you know, they're serious. They got uniformed employees that are background checked and all that. And they're not going to damage your home or roof with pressure washing. It's a soft washing process that uses very, very low pressure. It eliminates the risk of any structural or cosmetic damages. In most cases, they can actually just look at the satellite image software they have, and they can give you a quote in minutes. They don't have to wait days to come set up an appointment to come visit. It's Auburn House Wash. You can check them out online, auburnhousewash.com. But they got a team dedicated to the River Region. Mm-hmm. They have a whole team dedicated now to the River Region. We've been talking to them for months about coming on. But they were going to have to send a truck back and forth or a van back and forth from Auburn. They've got one dedicated in the River Region now. AuburnHouseWash.com. You can get in touch with them. 826-WASH. 826-WASH. The number one thing they hear from their customers is about the over-the-top customer service, the exceptional communication, and how good it looks when the job is done.
That's telling you.
Residential, commercial. They've cleaned everything from small homes, hotels, baseball stadiums, soccer complexes. They can do anything. They can do anything. So, guys, get on the phone. 826-WASH. 826-WASH. And when he first told me about all this and the process and how labor, I thought I had a number in my head. I said, does it cost about this amount? It was a fifth of what I thought it would cost.
Wow.
Yeah. It's so much more affordable than you believe. 826-WASH. 826-WASH. I know what I would pay for that.
And they do your roof like when it looks
brand new.
The black
looks like,
crap.
Looks
on
like
it.
The. A lot of people think they need a new roof because on the north side, especially, you get all that mold and mildew. It looks brand new. Looks like you just had a brand new roof put on.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Really, really fantastic stuff. 826-WASH, AuburnHouseWash.com. Support for impeaching Trump drops 12% among Democrats, lowest level overall since last June. 43% now favor. Impeaching, or it was 43% in December. It's only 36% now. That stems largely from a Democratic collapse. It was 80% in December of self-identified Democrats said they favored impeachment. Now only 68%. That's a 12-point dip. What kind of a weird country do we live in where 68% of Democrats want to impeach
Trump? He should thank his friend Nancy.
Oh, I think it'll go even lower now because they'll stop talking about it.
She came out and said it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, that's just because they know what that Mueller report's going to come out. Speaking of the Mueller report.
Mueller.
Jack may have noticed my source in Washington had gone awfully silent for a while. I might have heard from him in the last few days.
He's not dead, is he?
He's not dead, but he might have said to me, Barron, what if this report comes out and it's not about Russia at all?
It's about the Clintons?
What if it's about Well, I'll just read you this headline, because I talked to him, and then the next day I saw this headline. They have a funny way of happening. Headline from thehill.com, senior Ukrainian official says he's opened probe into U.S. election interference from within his own country. Ukrainian prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko told Hill TV's John Solomon in an interview aired on Wednesday that he's opened a probe into alleged attempts by Ukrainians to interfere in the United States 2016 presidential election. Here's his quote. Today we will launch a criminal investigation about this and we will give a legal assessment of this information. He's probing a claim from a member of the Ukrainian parliament that the director of the NABU, the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine, attempted to the benefit of 2016 U.S. presidential election on behalf of Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
A State Department spokesman told Hill TV that officials were aware of the news regarding Stenick. So I read that headline, and so then I did what I normally do. I Google, see if I can find something else. I see thehill.com 1 month ago had the following headline. It went totally unnoticed by me and others. Could Robert Mueller actually be investigating Ukrainian collusion?
Oh.
Said, however, the most fascinating element may not be the role of Russia, but the role of Ukraine. To be sure, Russia occupies part of Ukraine. Russia was open about its desire to address sanctions imposed by Congress. And then it goes on to talk about all of the connections to Ukraine so far in the election. For example, we've seen no direct connection between Russians and the Trump campaign, but we do have a lot of connections to Ukrainians, along with a lot of money. When the FBI pulled back the curtain from the sordid dealings from former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, they found Ukrainians aplenty. Manafort was connected to Ukrainian politician Serhiy Lyuvachkin and oligarch Rinat Akhmetov, among others, and received at least $60 million for his work. While some of these individuals favored Russia, their main interest was to maintain power and profits in Ukraine. Manafort struggled to satisfy them even as his connections drew attention and ultimately resulted in his being dismissed from the Trump campaign. Special counsel recently persuaded a federal judge to toss out the cooperating witness agreement with Manafort because of lies about contact with Ukrainian oligarchs. Manafort worked primarily for the interest of notorious former Ukrainian president Viktor Yanukovych. Before Yanukovych fled to Russia, he accumulated a reported estimated net worth of $12 billion. Manafort associate Rick Gates, now a cooperating federal witness, told friends that in every Ukrainian ministry, Manafort has a guy, and referred to Manafort as the shadow government. One of the most interesting disclosures from the fill-in investigation was a meeting with Ukrainian politician Andrei Artemenko, Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, Trump business associate Felix Sater had connections to Ukrainians. It's unbelievable. Cohen is protecting his father-in-law, Giuliani now says. He alleged that his father-in-law, who was born in Ukraine, may have ties to something called organized crime in Ukraine.
Something called.
He was charged with moving $20 million in Chicago to help finance his taxi operation. The recipients of the money were two business people born in